Hi, welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damon Funrath, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next 4 minutes of your life with me. And so this is episode 6, How to Write Blog Posts Google Loves. It's an idiot-proof guide, and it's brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, a carefully designed live educational experience that presents a complete and effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. And we're holding this event in the beautiful and stunning Ellie Calkins Opera House, which is in Denver, Colorado, on May 13th through the 15th. And that Opera House is stunning. It's worth taking a peek at those pictures we have. But the lineup of speakers is equally as stunning. We've got author Dan Pink, punk legend Henry Rollins, the fascination aficionado Sally Hogshead, the omnipresent Chris Brogan, Sean D'Souza, Pamela Wilson, our very own Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, and Jared Morrison, on and on. And not to forget, though, what really makes this conference for you, that is, it's the secret sauce, right? It's building those real-world relationships with other attendees. And you can get the details right now for this event at Rainmaker, that's rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. So we look forward to seeing you. I will be there myself. Love to meet you, shake your hand, have some time to talk over coffee. And that can only happen if you show up in Denver, Colorado this May. So take care. Now on to the show. So on February 24th, 2011, Google did something that changed the landscape of search marketing. Right now, if you could equate this to a natural real-world catastrophe, then it would be like an actual earthquake. An earthquake that devastated entire empires. But unlike a natural earthquake, Google didn't devastate indiscriminately. See, if you're a good web writer writing good content, then February 24th, 2011 was your day. But bad web writer with bad web content, not so much, right? February 24th, 2011 marks the day Google took low-quality content sites to the woodshed. It's the day they rolled out their search algorithm update, the famous one, known as Panda. The Panda update was designed to do one thing: reduce rankings for low-quality content site. That was, according to Google, sites which are a low-value ad for users. This is quoting Google. Sites which are low-value ad for users, copying content from other websites, or sites that are just not very useful. So think easy and article sites like eHow and Mahalo and business.com. And if you don't recognize some of those names, the reason is because those business models behind those content sites or content farms were destroyed. But interesting thing was, on the first rollout, eHow.com somehow managed to escape damage, and that had a lot of people actually scratching their heads. But in the expansion of Panda during the week of April 16th, Google caught up with eHow. It was not good news for eHow, but it was good news for good web writers and good web content. So if you are a blogger, a web copywriter, an online copy contributor in some capacity, and you are good or getting great, then here's the upside, right? Panda is your friend, and it will provide better rankings for your pages as long as, and here's the hitch, that content is high quality. So the question we ask then is, like, what makes content high quality, right? Original content, so this is what makes content high quality. It's original content and information such as research, in-depth reports, and thoughtful analysis. Big emphasis on original, right? So that means if you write quality content, more than likely you can rank high where your competition once did. Because your competition is really offshore writers, machine-generated content, and really, really bad hack writers, right? So people who just churn out cheap articles for $4. So in other words, people are things who write online content next for nothing. And it's, in fact, what this means is you are actually worth something, but how much remains to be seen? You have to prove yourself, right? So here's the trick, right? It's to think like an engineer. A Google engineer working on search algorithms, to be exact. Now, if you're like me, I have no clue what that looks like. So what does a Google engineer working on search algorithms look like? Well, fortunately, a fellow at Google named Amit Singhal gave us a hint. So he wrote up this web page. Here's my interpretation of that web page. So he says, these are framed as questions, right? So is the subject covered shallow or deep? Can you go deeper with original research or a never-before-seen interview? Is what you wrote original? That means the information isn't redundant, isn't duplicated, and isn't stolen. And if you were asking people for a credit card, would they feel good about that transaction based upon your content? Did you correct any spelling, grammar, or factual errors? Is the topic of interest to a reader, researcher, or a machine? And I have to give you a hint, don't say machine. Can you provide something nobody else's as it appears to other pages and search results, and not just giving out some sort of humdinger of a headline that doesn't deliver the content, which doesn't deliver. So how many times did you edit the article, and can you have someone else edit? Editing is very important. Are you balanced or biased in your approach to the topic? Is the content mass-produced or shared? And you did edit, right? Yes, just seeing if you're paying attention there. So would you trust your article if it was giving medical advice? Would people trust what you wrote? Did you employ the curious secret to getting people to believe you? Does the site you're posting on have authority? Were you comprehensive in your coverage of the topic? Are you providing insightful or interesting information beyond the obvious? Would you bookmark your article? Share with a friend? Would you recommend it? Does the article distract with call to actions, ads, or promotions? Here's a good question. Would a magazine or journal print your article? Is your article short, weak, and useless? How much time and attention did you give to detail? Your answer should be a lot. And would someone complain if they saw this article? So if you want to create content that ranks high, keep the above questions in mind as you write. And I will put a link to these questions, right, as either a download or to the page, so that you can print this out and have these questions available when you write next time. So I will put that in the show notes. So here's the goal, though, behind all those questions that I was asking. When you create a valuable asset for an end user, right, using the language that they use, the keywords that they use, Google will love you. Remember when I said in the last episode that you can sort of forget SEO? Well, see, that's not true, right? But it's putting the horse before the cart. It's putting the human before the machine. So when you write for the machine, you will write good SEO copy, right? So Google wants to rank you. And when you create these original useful assets, other people will start sharing and linking to your content, which is an additional bonus. And that's exactly what we'll lead into next episode. But before I let you go, I need to ask you a quick favor. Please jump over to iTunes and give this show a rating. Give it a review. Leave a comment. Do all the above if you can. That would mean a super, super duper a lot to me. It'd show me, you know, that you're getting value of this, that I'm providing valuable information, that I'm contributing to the conversation, and I'm helping you grow. So please jump over to iTunes and you get a chance. Thank you so much for that, for listening. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode of Rough Draft. Take care and see you then.